and this is the Midwest Punks podcast. Brian and Carl here with another show, coming to you with another special segment here today, I guess, Brian. Something topical, something timely. So bringing you Christmas songs.
That's right.
Some punk rock Christmas songs for this week. And so Christmas, as of right now, is next week. And so everybody's probably a little less into the Christmas spirit than they have been, just with the year that it's been. But still, some of these punk rock songs will be just what you need when you're hanging around at the house over the next few days and celebrating the holiday. So, and we opened the show, Brian, with Bad Religion. If you couldn't tell by the voice, pretty recognizable sound of Bad Religion.
Definitely.
And that song, it was just a cover of them, it was a cover of White Christmas by Bad Religion. And, we played Bad Religion on the show quite a few times. I mean, they, formed in like 1980 and, in California, and they're always really, they cover songs, that talk to politics and, economic things and the media and science. Yep. And, Greg Gaffin, the singer, is a PhD in, I think it's zoology and stuff. So they're one of the bands that's dubbed Godfathers of Punk. So this was their version of White Christmas off 2013 album, and that was full of Christmas songs. And so that was a good way to open the show. And we have a ton of songs, so we're gonna try and speak less or speak quickly, either one, and get through as many songs as we can, and give you a good playlist for the holidays. And again, you can always check us out on Facebook and find us at the Midwest Punks Podcast.
Yep.
And then online, our website as well,
midwestpunks.com.
Yep. And shoot us some suggestions and stuff, and then we always share some of the bands and songs that we cover on Facebook, so you can always check them out later. And let's keep going, Brian. What do you got next to play?
Let's go on to the Misfits.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, they did. I guess we could say who the Misfits are. If people don't know, we played them a few times on here, and Misfits are band that's been around since 1977. They're from New Jersey, and often recognized as the founders of the horror punk subgenre, the blending of punk and musical influences with horror films and the theater images and everything. They did a EP back in 2013 called Horror Christmas, Horror Xmas, mm-hmm. however you want to say that. Not sure why they use the X on Christmas. Do you know why that is?
I think it's just to shorten it up. So just it's just shorter, like,
Let me look that up in the break here or something.
Yeah.
This album that they did included Blue Christmas, Island of Misfits Toys, and the one we're about to play is You're a Mean One, Mr. Grinch.
Oh, nice. Yeah, and the Misfits have, one of the most recognizable logos too, with the the skull. And you see that in a lot of tattoos and a lot of people with shirts and things like that. So,
sure. Just a quick little tidbit I found about the song, The Grinch, anyway. The guy that did the actual song, his name was Thurl Ravencroft. First of all, that was an awesome name.
Yeah.
And he, in 1966, on the Grinch TV show, he did the song, The Mean One, Mr. Grinch.
Hmm.
And he is best known for the voice of Tony the Tiger.
Wow.
The Frosted Flakes.
Yep. Yeah, he's got a pretty cool career and an awesome name.
Yeah,
cool. Well, let's check out the Misfits then. What song was it again?
This is it's a mean one. You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch.
Okay, let's check it out.
All right, here we go.
Banana with a greasy black peel. You're a monster, Mr. Grinch. Your heart's an empty hole. Your brain is full of spiders. Got garlic in your soul, Mr. Grinch. I wouldn't touch you with a 39 and a half of gold.
You're a Mean One, Mr. Grinch by the Misfits off of their 2013 album Horror Christmas.
It's a classic, and you know, my son's really into the Grinch right now.
Yeah.
My wife, they both sit there and just watch the Grinch animated one.
The which one? The original?
There's a newer.
The 2018 one?
Yeah.
Yeah, that one's pretty good. We caught that last year for the first time.
Yeah, so my wife likes the one where Jim Carrey's the Grinch, but my son's a little scared of that. And actually, we just found out this weekend, house down there, you know, down the street from where we live, the people going all out and they're having the Grinch come to their house.
So really?
We're going to swing by there and nice. Not sure if my son's going to be scared of that or if he's going to enjoy it. So, but yeah, so that was the Misfits and Your Mean One, Mr. Grinch. And since we started with Bad Religion and went to Misfits, I thought we'd go with another band, kind of one of the staples of the genre, Ramones. And one of my personal favorites, too.
Good call.
So they have a song. It's called Merry Christmas, I Don't Want to Fight Tonight. So typical kind of Ramones sound. And again, we've played Ramones on here a lot. Joey, Johnny, Dee Dee, and Tommy, they weren't all brothers, but they grew up playing together and changed their names kind of for marketing reasons and to kind of just keep it a cool thing for the band to do. They played their first show back in 74 but they kind of developed their own sound and their really unique sound, and they're synonymous with CBGBs and things like that. But altogether, 14 studio albums, 16 compilation albums, 7 live studio live albums, and a single, and who knows what else, you know. Joey Ramone did a lot of solo stuff and all that. So, but yeah, let's check out Merry Christmas, I Don't Want to Fight Tonight by the Ramones.
All right, here we go.
Merry Christmas, I don't want to fight tonight with. Always this way. Where is Rudolph? Where is Blitzen, baby?
Ramones with Merry Christmas, I Don't Want to Fight Tonight, a song that typical Ramones sound, but hopefully you don't need to pull that one out on Christmas with your significant other or whoever else. And hey, just want to set the tone.
That's right.
I don't want to fight tonight, so, you know. But, no, be happy and jolly and all that good stuff. So, Brian, let's keep on going. What do you got next?
All right, let's go on over to, I got a kind of a strange one here.
These are all pretty good. I'm excited about these.
This one is William Shatner did a Christmas album, and he had a couple guests on here that are in the punk world. So I had to pull one of these songs out. The album was released in 2018, and it was called Shatner Claus.
That's awesome.
Why on a punk show? I don't know. It's, you know, not necessarily would you hear his voice and say, hey, yeah, that's punk rock. But he has two tracks on the album, one with Henry Rollins of Black Flag and Iggy Pop from Iggy Pop and the Stooges. The track I want to play is, I was kind of back and forth between the two, but Jingle Bells with Henry Rollins. Is
nice.
There's two versions on the album. The second version is like the last track on the album, kind of the bonus track, and it's called the punk version of it. So
that's awesome.
It's a little faster.
I wonder if Shatner's really like a hardcore punk fan or something. I know Stephen King is.
Is he?
Yeah, he's a big punk fan. He's a big Rancid fan too. And
okay.
So that's cool. Like you, some of these people you wouldn't expect.
Right.
Shatner just sitting there headbanging at a punk concert back in the day.
Yeah, that's it's something I ran into and I couldn't resist adding it to the list here. So. I recommend checking out the other ones. If we had enough time, I would probably try to play them all. But this one is definitely gives you a good taste of what the album's all about. And
cool.
It's worth a listen.
All right, let's check it out.
All right, here we go.
Bam, go, 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 go.
The snow on a one-horse
open
sleigh.
We're going now, we're going now.
We
go.
Laughing all the way. Bells on Bobtail Ring, making spirits bright. What better it is to ride, say, a sleigh to we go. Laughing all the way. Bells of Bobtail Ring making spirits bright. What fun it is to ride and sing a sleighing song tonight.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Jingle, 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 jingle.
A day or two ago, I thought I'd take a ride, and soon Miss Fanny Bright was seated by my side. The horse was lean and rank, misfortune seemed his luck. You gotta do a drift and bank, and then we got upset. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way.
Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way.
Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
Now the ground is white, go it while you're young. Take the girls tonight, singing this sleighing song. Get a bobtail, babe, 240 as a speed. Hitch him to an open sleigh and crank, you take the lead.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way.
Oh, what fun it is to ride on one horse open sleigh. Oh, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way.
Yeah, it's me. It's Henry, Bill. Yes. Okay, one last chorus. You'll be fine. Okay. Now, Bill, now!
Jingle bells, jingle bells,
jingle all the way!
Oh, what fun it is to bobsled in an open sleigh. The horse is running, and you're running. Grab the reins, he's running away.
right. That was William Shatner and Henry Rollins doing their version of Jingle Bells.
You'll never hear that song the same way again.
No.
And I would love to see video of them in the studio recording that.
Right.
That would probably be pretty awesome, pretty amusing. But have to try and look for that. Cool. Yeah. Like I said, I think some of these songs are really excited about because they're it's a unique thing that, you know, so many punk bands came together and made some punk music for Christmas time at one time or another. So we got a full list of it, and we'll keep moving on along. Brian, I got one coming up that we've played. I think we played the original before, and I thought this time we'd play the cover, but probably the one that's more well known. So the song is "Oi to the World," and it was originally written and released by the Vandals in 1996. They had an album that was called "Oi to the World," and this was the title song off of it. Then No Doubt covered the song for a compilation album the following year in 1997, and obviously No Doubt kind of had a little bit more recognition kind of coming their way anyways, and then they were obviously going to blow up more soon after this. So when the Vandals let them cover it, it just helped kind of get some attention onto them. But of course, there's probably a lot of people out there that think this is a No Doubt song. But yeah, it was on a compilation album in 1997 called A Very Special Christmas 3. And it benefited the Special Olympics, so that's cool.
Nice.
For anybody who doesn't know, No Doubt is not the same No Doubt Gwen Stefani thing that's going on today. I mean, at one point, back in, 86 is when they started. They were a rock, ska, reggae band. And they made some awesome music back in the day, Spiderweb and there's just some awesome No Doubt songs that every time they come on, you gotta get moving. But around 2015, they kind of went on a hiatus, and now obviously Gwen Stefani's doing her own. She's made some other music, I think, prior to that too. But so they're not doing anything currently. They haven't officially broken up, I don't think. But this song kind of takes you back to what they originally sounded like. So this is No Doubt. Gwen Stefani singing, and the song is "Oi to the World."
All right, here we go.
So that was No Doubt with "Oi to the World." and originally a Vandals song, but No Doubt covered it, and I think they both did a great job on the song, so I'll listen to either of those versions.
Right.
But be sure to check out the Vandals if you haven't heard it before. And Brian, let's keep on going. We got a whole list. What do we got next?
Okay, let's go on over in little Celtic stuff. We got a couple bands here.
Yeah, so little Celtic Christmas, but just not the Celtic Woman or whatever, you know, kind of.
Oh, yeah, no.
Not that, but yeah, we got a couple here. So who do you got first on your list?
We could start with the Tossers. You want to start with the Tossers? Yeah,
Tossers are always good.
I think this is an original song of theirs. I couldn't find anything that said anything about, like, who wrote it or anything, but I couldn't find anybody else doing the same song, so I had pretty good indication that it's probably just their song. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But yeah, if you don't know the Tossers, they're a Chicago band that Celtic punk, and started around 1993. They predate some of the other bands that are a little more popular, but like Dropkick Murphys and Flogging Molly. They didn't start till around 96, 97, so the Tossers have a few years on them, but they've been doing their thing for a while. They opened for the Pogues a while back, 2007, I believe.
Yeah, that's nice.
Pretty cool to hear. But we all are going to hear from them in a few minutes here after we get to the Tossers. Carl's got a Pogues song for us.
I got a Dropkick Murphys one, too.
Oh, yeah, that too.
Yep.
But yeah, the Tossers have 10 albums, 4 singles EPs, and a handful of comps and miscellaneous videos and things. So check them out. Lots of good stuff out there.
Yeah,
they're
awesome.
Local. And they find them on Facebook. You can probably reach out to them.
Usually pretty
see them
trying to
town.
Do something. Yeah, especially around St. Patrick's Day
if
live shows come back.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
We ever get back to that.
Yeah.
But yeah, like I said, I think this is an original song. I'm not 100% sure, but maybe we can reach out to them, find out about that.
Yeah.
But
so the song's called?
The song is called Merry Christmas.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
it's fitting for the season.
Exactly. Yeah, so the Tossers with Merry Christmas. Okay. Sounds good to me.
All right, here we go. Let's check it out.
Merry Christmas to you. Merry Christmas to you. Merry Christmas to I'm hungry, thirsty.
right. That was the Tossers with Merry Christmas.
Yeah, that was cool. Tossers are always good, and local bands, we're always trying to support them. So if you haven't checked them out before, make sure you do it now and know that they got a Christmas song. So.
That's right.
And let's stick with that kind of sound and the Celtic punk Christmas stuff. A staple that I got is the Pogues. So we mentioned that the Tossers opened for the Pogues or played with the Pogues before, so that's really cool. The Pogues been around since like the 80s. I mean, obviously frontman Shane McGowan wrote a lot of really awesome songs, kind of poetic and political and sometimes funny songs talking about being drunk and just Irish stuff. But then they also did some really cool storytelling with their music and kind of covered some of traditional Irish folk music. And they influenced a lot of bands like, you know, the Tossers and Dropkick Murphys, mm-hmm. Flogging Molly. They did end up, you know, getting pretty successful. They hit like number one in Irish charts and number two in the British charts back in the day. But yeah, McGowan has his storytelling in songs like The Sick Bed of Cuchulainn and The Old Main Drag, and they've got some other ones. Just really awesome stuff out there. If you look them up on YouTube, try not to get too distracted by Shane McGowan's teeth. He has gotten them fixed. I remember seeing an article a while back. So Pogues are awesome if you haven't heard them before. And the song we're going to play now, it's a little Christmassy, and it's called Fairy Tale of New York.
It's one of my favorite Christmas songs here.
Yeah?
Yeah. Well,
it's a good one, so let's share it with everybody else.
All right, here we go.
Christmas Eve, babe, in the drunk tank, an old man said to me, won't see another one. And then he sang a song, the rare old mountain tune. I turned my face away and dreamed about you. Got on a lucky one, came in 18 to 1. I've got a feeling this year's for me and you. So happy Christmas. See a better time when all our dreams come true.
They got cars big as bars, they got rivers of gold, but the wind goes right through you, it's no place for the old. When you first took my hand on a cold Christmas Eve, you promised me Broadway was waiting for me. You were handsome,
you were pretty, queen of New York City. When the band finished playing, they held out for more. Sinatra was swinging, all the drums they were singing. We kissed on a corner, then danced through the night. The boys of the NYPD choir were singing, go away, babe. And the bells were ringing out for Christmas Day. In that bed.
You scumbag, you maggot, you cheap ass. Stay up, you happy Christmas, you're ours. I pray God it's our love.
The boys of the NYPD chorus are singing, go away, babe. And the bells are ringing out for Christmas Day.
I could have been someone. I kept them with me, babe. I put them with my own. Can't make it all alone.
I built my dreams around you.
The boys of the NYPD chorus are singing Go Away Bride, and the bells are ringing out for Christmas Day.
That was the Pogues, and again, you know, kind of really a sound that you recognize as the Pogues when you hear Shane McGowan's voice. So that song was called Fairy Tale of New York, and if you haven't heard much from them, they got plenty of music out there, so go search them. And
yeah, the Pogues are outstanding.
Yeah,
check them out for sure.
I got one more coming up that kind of fits with the Celtic punk stuff, if we want to go that route.
Yeah, let's keep going with that.
So the Dropkick Murphys, another name we've already mentioned here on the show, but they're from Massachusetts. I mean, they originally started out signed to Hellcat Records and released 5 albums, and then they replaced their singer with Al Barr, who came from the Bruisers in 2007, and then they moved their own label, and it's called Born and Bred Records, and they even in 2014 they kind of have a boxing promotion that they run. It's called Murphy's Boxing, and I've seen them stream like live fights on social media and stuff, so it's pretty cool. They have a lot of boxing and things going on in their music videos, so just kind of one of those kind of punk Irish Celtic traditional things to, you know, be involved with boxing. But altogether, they've released like 9 studio albums, 3 live albums, 3 EPs, a couple compilation albums. I'm Shipping Up to Boston is probably one of their most famous songs, and that was in the movie The Departed with Leonardo DiCaprio. So just an awesome band, and they do a lot, like raising money for really good foundations and organizations. Every show I've seen them at, they're always like raffling off a signed jersey with all of them on it, and all the money goes to charity. And then I've seen videos of them like, you know, going singing to some kids that were sick and stuff like that. So they're just really good guys. They were one of the first people when COVID happened too. They did like an online, they like did it at a venue, and they only had a few people like in the front row. They wouldn't even show the people that were there, and they did a full on concert. Like it looked like it was produced with a whole crowd there, and they did it all just to put it free on social media. So that was really cool. But yeah, then they have this song. It's called The Season's Upon Us. And it's funny. It's kind of typical Dropkick Murphys, where it's got a funny story kind of going on in the song. So pay attention to that. There'll be a couple words I think we have to make sure we edit out. But overall, it's a fun song. So let's hear.
Is this off of a Christmas album that they did or anything?
I don't remember which
single
album
or something.
Yeah. Okay. Not sure. I don't remember.
Well, but, we'll have to look into that.
Yeah. And so, yeah, this is The Season's Upon Us by Dropkick Murphys.
Here we go.
The season's upon us. It's that time of year. Brandy and eggnog. There's plenty of cheer. There's lights on the tree. There's wreaths to be hung. There's mischief and mayhem and songs to be sung. There's bells and there's holly. The kids are gung-ho. True love finds a kiss beneath fresh mistletoe. Some families are messed up while others are fine. If you think yours is crazy, well, you should see mine. Wrap box foot. He likes to pelt carolers with ice.
icy snowballs. I'd like to take them out back and deck more than the halls. With family like this, I would have to confess I'd be better off lonely, distraught and depressed. The season's upon us, it's that time of year. Brandy and eggnog, there's plenty to cheer. There's lights on the trees and there's wreaths to be hung. There's mischief and mayhem and songs to be sung. They call this Christmas where I'm from. My mom likes to cook, push our buttons and pray. Old sod drinks whiskey alone with my miserable dog, who won't run off at Jerry, couldn't care less. He defiled my teddy bear and left me the mess. The season's upon us, it's that time of year. Brandy and eggnog, there's plenty of cheer. There's lights on the trees and there's wreaths to be hung. There's mischief and mayhem and songs to be sung.
Right, and that was Dropkick Murphys with The Season's Upon Us. And I looked it up, Brian, that was off their Signed and Sealed in Blood album. So that came out 2013.
Nice.
Yeah, that album's got a lot of good songs on it. Rose Tattoo's on there. It's one of my favorites. And a bunch of other good ones. So, yeah, they've got a lot of albums out there and a lot of good music. So check out Dropkick Murphys. But, yeah, Brian, we've had some really good songs so far. So let's see how many more we can fit in. What do you got next?
Let's go on over to some Reverend Horton Heat.
Okay, yeah, we played him on the show before a couple times.
Yeah, we had a rockabilly show we did a while back.
Yeah,
yeah, the Reverend is they been around since 1986. They're from Dallas, Texas. Reverend Horton Heat is the stage name of musician Jim Heath, as well as his psychobilly trio that he plays with.
Mm-hmm.
They mostly rockabilly, psychobilly music. He's been called the godfather of psychobilly. So
okay.
Everybody's kind of seems to be trying to steal the godfather name.
Yep. Yeah.
But he definitely justified. He's good. But yeah, I'm going to play a track off their 2005 album, We Three Kings. It's a Christmas songs album that they did. Christmas favorites, I think it said on the album cover. But it's based on Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Okay.
And Rudolph is based on a 1939 story. I wasn't aware that Montgomery Ward's was the company that came up with the storyline.
Oh wow.
Yeah. Okay. So they
invented Rudolph for
basically
marketing purposes.
Yeah.
Okay.
But yeah, and the song originally was sung by Gene Autry, the Western Star, and I think that's fitting for a rockabilly band to be covering it. So
definitely, that's a really good tie-in.
Yeah, for sure.
Cool. Well, but let's hear some Reverend.
All right, let's hear some Rudolph.
Dancer and Prancer and Vixen, Comet and Cupid and Donner and Blitzen, but do you recall
the most famous reindeer of all. Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer had a very shiny nose, and if you ever saw it, you would even say it glows. All of the other reindeer used to laugh and call him names. They never let poor Rudolph join in any reindeer games. Then one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to say, shouted out with glee, Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer, you'll go down in history. Shouted out with glee, Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer, you'll go down in history. 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 You'll go down in history.
Reverend Horton Heat with Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer,
which was created by Montgomery Ward for marketing purposes. That's funny. I think there's so many stories like that that you could dig up, because what's Christmas nowadays, really?
Right.
You know, just spend a ton of money buying gifts, or you can donate gifts and donate your time and
right.
feed the hungry, all that
to,
good stuff.
Public media, of
yep.
course.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Lakeshore Public Media out of Northwest Indiana. No, a little plug for where Brian and I work and the studios we record out of. Brian, I got another band I want to make sure and play, MXPX. I think we played them recently, because I remember saying that, like, I hadn't really listened to a lot of MXPX. I still kind of thought that they were more in that Christian punk genre, and then I never really got into them, and then they came on my playlist one time, and I started hearing a bunch of their songs, and I was like, man, I've been missing out. Like, they got great music going back years, and they started in 1992. They're out of Washington, and they were just 15 when they kind of got a little band together and started playing shows. And Mike Herrera is the singer, and he plays the bass, and he's got another band called Tumble Down he plays with, and he recently became the bassist for Goldfinger, so another cool kind of ska staple band. They were labeled as Christian punk until like 2012, and then since then they've been battling to try and overcome that, because they, you know, one, they just don't feel the same way, and two, they think that probably is keeping some people from checking out their music, but it shouldn't. And they got some really great songs. So two interesting things I found out about them is they did the song Scooby-Doo, Where Are You? For the soundtrack in the 2002 movie Scooby-Doo.
Nice.
And they also had a song in the Passion of the Christ movie. I don't know what song it was, but I saw that too. So I don't remember when that movie came out, but that was the Mel Gibson directed.
Early 2000, yeah.
Yeah, Mel Gibson directed that one, I think. So, but yeah, anyways, they got some really awesome songs, and that includes some Christmas songs. So they have a song called Punk Rock, and that's R-A-W-K, Punk Rock Christmas. And it's pretty cool. They had an album that had some Christmas songs on it. I didn't write down the name of it.
I think it's Punk Rock Christmas. I think that's
the album. Oh, that's the title. Yeah, that's okay. Yeah, so it's the title track off of that album, Punk Rock Christmas. And yeah, this is a good one. So let's check it out.
All right, here we go.
PX with Punk Rock Christmas. That's R-A-W-K, Punk Rock Christmas. So, yeah, Brian, let's try and fit in two more real quick. We got a little bit of time. So what do you got here?
Let's go to the Toasters.
Okay.
They're a ska band. They're kind of around the second wave of ska. They kind of came around. They were started in 1981. Most of their music came out through Moon Ska Records, and they are celebrating next year their 40th anniversary. Wow. So it's pretty
awesome.
Cool.
Yeah.
See them still playing.
It's a long way.
But yeah, they're covering the song Sleigh Ride, made popular by the Ronettes in 1963. Originally it was recorded in 1948, and it was only instrumental. The music, the lyrics were added later in the 50s. Huh. So
interesting.
It's kind of crazy. These songs we hear all the time that we don't realize how
far back they go.
Yeah, right.
Like, yeah,
that's Jingle Bells, crazy. I think, was 1850. Bells was written. Yeah, so.
Yeah, it's crazy. Well, cool. Let's see the Toasters. Let's hear the Toasters version of Sleigh Ride then.
All right, let's check it out.
they ride together with you. Outside the snow is falling and friends are calling you. Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you. Giddy up, giddy up, giddy up, let's go. Let's look at the show. We're riding in a wonderland of snow. So giddy up, giddy up, giddy up, it's grand. Just holding your hand. We're gliding along with the song of Mercury Fairyland. Our cheeks are nice and rosy and comfy cozy are we. We're snuggled up together like two birds of a feather would be. Let's take that road before us and sing a chorus or two. Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you. Hey!
The Toasters with Sleigh Ride.
Nice. Yeah, cool. Well, Brian, that's like the end of the show pretty much. I mean, we snuck a lot of music in there, but it always goes so quick. We'll play out with a song real quick, but just throw in the usual. Again, follow us on Facebook, you know, find us Midwest Punks Podcast, and then you can visit our website, MidwestPunks.com.
Yep.
And listen to some old episodes and get in touch with us for sure. So hopefully you enjoyed some of the music and we gave you some stuff to break up the monotony of the traditional Christmas music when you're hanging out this holiday season. So thanks for listening in. And I guess, like I said, we got one more song. Hopefully we can get some of it snuck in here at the end. And a Chicago punk band, Rise Against. Again, they're from the region here, and they formed in 1999. They were on Fat Wreck Records for a little while, and they sing a lot of, they have a lot of songs that kind of cover homophobia and politics and war and animal rights and a lot of things like that, a lot of social commentary. But altogether, they have 8 studio albums, their latest being The Wolves that released in 2017. So if you haven't checked out Rise Against, they got some good music out there. And some pretty cool music videos as well. So check them out. But they also made a song called Making Christmas. And so this is...
from the Nightmare Before Christmas movie.
Yep.
Yeah, awesome.
And the album was Nightmares Revisited, I think. It's like a compilation of punk bands that were on it that did it. So, but yeah, and we'll be sharing more of these on our Facebook page. So check it out. But let's give Making Christmas.
All right. Merry Christmas, everyone.
Yep. Have a good one.